everybody. Welcome back to A Year of Great Dates. I'm Erin Mishaw, and I'm here with my friend Ted Lowe. Ted, thanks so much for joining us again.
Erin, thanks for having me. It's so great to be back. I love that we get to keep having these conversations, especially today's.
Me too. Today's episode is about something that might sound small, but it's actually huge when it comes to the health and the heart of your marriage. We're talking about the practice of hurrying home.
Yes, I love this one because we've been talking about hurrying home for the last 20 years, and it's so important because this is one of those things that doesn't show up in your wedding vows, but it absolutely shows up in your everyday life. So hurrying home, it's about the posture of your heart when you're headed back from work, the gym, dinner with friends, or a trip to Target. But the question is, what's your heart posture when it's time to come back home?
Right. Do you linger? Do you stall? Take the long way? Scroll in the driveway for 20 minutes because you're dreading walking through the door? Or do you prioritize being home, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally too?
Exactly. Because let's be honest, it's easy to drift to a place where our spouse doesn't get the best of us. They get what's left of us. But what if we flip that? What if we made it a goal to rush to get back to each other instead of slowly meandering back into each other's space?
That's so good, Ted. I mean, I've had seasons where for different reasons, home just didn't feel peaceful. I'm sure you have too. Seasons where I was quicker to say yes to everything else, a girl's night, a Target run, volunteering, all the things, just to stay out a little bit longer. But here's the thing, I would be so hurt if I thought that my husband Reese felt that way about coming home to me and to our kids. So I began to realize I wasn't really being fair to him or to our marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all been there. And I think that it happens more than we can admit sometimes because it's so subtle. But when we avoid coming home or when we always find a reason to stay out longer or work later, we're actually sending a message. Even if we don't mean to, and the message is, I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Yikes.
I know, but here's the good news, Erin. We need it right now, right? We can change that message. Hurrying home is a way of saying, you matter more than anything else pulling on me right now. It's a way of practicing love before we even walk in the door.
So good. And just to clarify practically, it's not just about speed, right? It's about intentionality. It's about checking your heart and asking, am I making it easy to be close to me? Am I building a home my spouse wants to come back to? And am I rushing back with anticipation or dragging my feet with dread?
Oof, those are good questions. And here's what we're not saying. We're not saying you shouldn't hang out with your friends or enjoy your work. We all need to do that.
Right.
But when our default becomes staying away instead of coming home, that should raise a real red flag for us.
Yes, because time together, regular, consistent time, it's the foundation that trust, intimacy, and connection are built on. So for those who have been drifting or avoiding, here's our challenge to you. Make a small shift this week. Maybe that means leaving work 10 minutes earlier or skipping that 17th game of pickleball or being the first one of your friends to say, hey, let's head home now.
So 17 is too many?
Probably.
Okay. just making the note of here for myself here. You know, when we walk through the door, we need to walk in with purpose. You know, I think we stop right before we walk in. We take a big, deep breath. We shake off the day. We leave work outside. And, you know, for us, one of the best rules we've tried to keep for the past two decades is this, is don't walk in from work or just being out while on your phone. And it's a small thing, but it has really helped that end of the day reconnection start off well. And it helps us to focus where it matters most. And, you know, and it's helpful for all of us to remember that one day we're all going to be irrelevant at work, but we'll never be irrelevant at home.
True.
So this week, when you're reconnecting at the end of the day, put your phone away, walk up to your spouse and give them a 30-second kiss, unless the kids are watching, and then make it 60 seconds. Because, you know, we've got to get them to move out somehow. I say we gross them out, Erin. That's how we do it.
Excellent plan. I love it.
But seriously, we have to be the kind of person that our person will want to come home to.
That's right. Because the practice of hurrying home isn't just a gift to your spouse. It's a deposit into your marriage. It says, I still choose you and I still want to be where you are. All right, friends. Thanks for joining us on this journey of A Year of Great Dates. We'll see you next time. And until then, hurry home.
Let's let the good times roll.